We're joined by Danny, Mark and Glenn. It's the script, everybody!
How you doing, guys?
How are you guys?
Very good.
The last time we saw you was at BRNB Live 2010.
That was unbelievable, wasn't it?
Just apologise, Danny, because I did bump into you backstage and I asked who you were and you had to explain that you were the lead singer of The Script, which was massively embarrassing for me. I was like, oh, no. I was quite drunk at that point, wasn't I?
Yeah.
So I don't remember that.
No, I was, yeah. And I was like, oh, God, I can't believe that's happened to The Script.
I'd be more embarrassed the fact that he approached me and called me Moby. It's just not good.
Well, we've got a few apologies to make because this is the first time we've chatted with you. But we had an opportunity when you were starting out, probably back 2007, 2008, you came to another radio station we used to work at, and we turned down the interview because we didn't want to hang around because we hadn't heard of you. And it turns out that we passed up on one of the biggest bands there is today.
But you know what? And even 2 years later, after all our success and after two number one albums, you still had no idea who I was.
No, I know. Yeah.
So we're doing a great job of keeping ourselves out of paper.
We're doing
very, very bad to get our name out there, or you're not very good DJs.
it's the latter.
Can we settle it's a possibility of both?
We'll go with both. We'll go with both because I know what we're like.
But you're pretty ordinary guys. Like, you don't, like, I was surprised because there's something in the press and I want to see if Danny's been misquoted, right?
I haven't been misquoted. I've been taken completely out of context. This is the Jarvis Cocker thing, isn't it?
Yeah, because it sounds like you want to go and punch him.
But it was ridiculous. No, what happened was I was in a conversation with a journalist and we were discussing the Brits. We're talking about bands getting back together again. What's my view on that? I had said about bands, it's hard with so many bands coming out nowadays to take bands for real, you know, take them seriously, that if they're coming back out, because 9 times out of 10, they come out, they tour, they go back home again. They just make their bread. And they said, what do you think about Pope? I said, well, I think, you know, getting back together, I wasn't really a fan in the first place. And they said, well, you know, it led on to the whole Michael Jackson thing and led on to him going on stage. And he said, well, what would you do if you jumped on stage? I said, well, you know, you'd probably not want to jump on our stage because you get a smack in the face. Yeah. But that, it was tongue in cheek. It was absolutely tongue in cheek. But
It was more somebody said to us, it was silly because somebody said, what would you do if he did what he did on Michael Jackson and jumped on the stage? And I just said, if any man jumped on the stage, he'd get a smack on my guitar. That's what he would do. That's the truth. Anybody, I don't care who it is, he's getting a bang on my guitar. So
it wasn't personally,
it wasn't an attack at him.
It's not personally anybody. Right, Jarvis, if you come within 10 steps of me.
Stay clear
of honestly, seriously think how funny that is. I mean, I'm not a hard man. Jarvis is not a hard man. It's like watching the two biggest nerds in school
who do you reckon would win in a fight?
Oh, me, hands down. Yeah. but you know what the funny thing is? That's what's going to be in the press tomorrow. Not the lighthearted, you know, tongue-in-cheek that it was meant in.
Have you ever hit anyone with a guitar? Because I saw some footage of Keith Richards out the Rolling Stones the other day.
That's my favourite footage. That is my favourite footage.
Mark has based his entire career off that moment.
That's the only reason why I want to play guitar. It is.
If those of you, please go to YouTube and watch it.
It's amazing.
It was a New Year's celebration.
That's right.
And there's confetti falling down, and some guy, he gay crashes the stage, and Keith Richards, literally like he was one of the...
It's like a samurai sword.
He's like a samurai sword. He whips that guitar around, clonks your man right in the head, restraps the guitar around, and comes straight in for the
guitar. Yeah, that's it!
I don't even know how he did that with his guitar. I'm still practicing that move.